there, and welcome to episode 74 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so happy you're joining me today for a brand new episode of Busy Kids Love Music. This episode is brought to you by my free online music camp, Busy Kids Do Music Camp, which is a five-day camp that teaches students about Camille Saint-Saëns' famous Carnival of the Animals. Through interactive videos and guided listening activities, I'll teach your student rhythm and keyboard geography basics as we learn more about the orchestra. Now you can join my free music camp at busykidsdopiano.com/musiccamp, and I'll pop that link into the show notes as well. We are continuing our summer series, our second edition of Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music. Each week, we are traveling to a new country to learn about that country's folk music, and you will collect a stamp for your passport when you visit each country, or rather, listen to the episode about that country's folk music. You can print your passport at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/73. And if you haven't had a chance yet, you can also listen to episode 73, where we learned about Peruvian folk music. For today's episode, we're traveling all the way from South America to Northern Africa to learn about the folk music of the Moroccan people. Moroccan music is diverse, and the style varies based on geography, ethnic groups, and cultural heritage. Because there are so many different genres of traditional Moroccan music, we're going to just focus on a few in our episode today, beginning with classical Arab Andalusian music. Andalusian music is a major genre of Arabic music. Considered the classical music of Morocco, it originated between the 9th and 15th centuries in northern African countries. Listen closely, and you'll hear the haunting tonality of Arabic music combined with flamenco-style strumming of Spanish folk music. In this type of music, you'll also often hear complex percussion and stringed instruments, as well as the lute. Andalusian music is usually sung in Arabic and typically performed by men in traditional clothing during festivals, concerts, and religious ceremonies. Along the coastal regions of Morocco, you'll find music influenced by the Berber people, an indigenous people of West Africa who make up a significant part of Morocco's population. The Berber people were proud of having their own language and passed their songs and poetry down from one generation to the next. The music typically involves drums, flutes, clarinets, and a rebab, which is a one-stringed fiddle. In the collective musical performances of traditional Moroccan Berber music, men and women from entire families and villages gather together to participate in communal dances. A prayer is chanted and is followed by a response from a chorus of dancers who are circled around the musician and accompanied by drums and other percussion instruments. Other types of Berber music are led by poets and professional musicians who travel across the region to perform in various villages. One famous Moroccan Berber musician is Amoury Mbarak, a singer and songwriter who is considered to be the John Lennon of the Berber world by music enthusiasts. Chaabi music is the pop music of Morocco. Originating as folk music that was performed in squares and at markets, it is one of the most widely listened to types of music in Morocco. As you listen, you'll hear drums, lutes, stringed instruments, and in more recently arranged music, electric guitars. While Chaabi music was originally performed in markets, you will now hear it anywhere, from the taxi cabs to the clubs. Just as with Western pop music, Chaabi covers a mix of styles. The Berber music that we talked about earlier is one of the influences of Chaabi, as well as Arabic and African rhythms, and more recently, reggae and rap. The lyrics often deal with love and social issues and can be controversial at times. The music typically ends with the lesep, where the speed of the music is doubled and the listeners begin to clap and dance and shout. If you head to this episode's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/74, you'll find not only the link to print your Moroccan passport stamp, but also a link to this episode's curated playlist on YouTube. I hope you'll check it out so that you can see some of the traditional Moroccan instruments, clothing, and dances that accompany the music we listened to and learned about in today's episode. And again, you'll find all of that at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/74. If you're enjoying traveling around the world with me in this summer's edition of Busy Kids Love Music, be sure to share this episode with a friend and invite them along for our travels. And I'd be so grateful if you'd also take a moment to rate and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts so that more fellow music lovers can enjoy the Busy Kids Love Music podcast. Thank you so much for visiting the beautiful country of Morocco with me in today's episode of Busy Kids Love Music. I'm excited to connect with you again in 2 weeks as we visit another country on our journey around the world. Bye for now.